Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when I get a chance to reintroduce you to our good friend John Audette. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, going back to the very early days of this show. He's the founder and CEO of 406 Strategies, Inc. He's doing a lot of work these days on how you and I can reach out and touch customers in the digital world and add value that way, make sure that we stay connected to our customers in a very efficient way and by using all the tools that are available and blending our traditional life, our traditional business, with the digital. And he's doing a great job of that, and we're fortunate to have him. John Audette, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good morning. Good to be back.
Always a pleasure to have you back. John, one of the things that small business owners have, at least they think they have a challenge, and sometimes they really do, sometimes it's more intimidation than anything, but and that's thinking that they need to compete on price with the prices that Amazon has. When they go to Amazon, they type in a product, and Amazon brings up 29 different places they can get that product. And they're all cheaper than the small business owner can sell it for. What do they do about that?
Well, you know, everything changes so fast, of course, with technology and the internet. And you know, we talk a lot about how the advertising methods have changed and so on. But price is a biggie too, because for so many years, one of the competitive advantages that small and local businesses had was that they could charge higher prices because they had they were there, for one thing.
Right.
Their geography was a big deal.
Right.
And they made things immediately available. And in the old days, I mean, I go all the way back to the Sears catalog, before there was even hardly mail or
I go all the way back to working at Sears.
Yeah.
When it used to be.
I grew up on a ranch in Texas, in a little town, and I mean, so really the
and you're not even talking about the outhouse either, are you?
No, we were a little bit past that. We didn't have to use a Sears catalog for that anyway. But that geographic isolation, really was an advantage for small business and gave them a lot of pricing power. And of course, that's eroded, and with the big boxes and the internet. And it's interesting you mention Amazon, because I pay a lot of attention to the stock market. That's an area that I'm pretty active in. And there's a lot of negative talk about Amazon right now because their margins are razor thin. Mm-hmm. And their cost of distribution are going up. And they're getting into bigger items that cost more to ship and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like an old boss of mine told me one time. He says, when it comes to price, he says, you don't buy the market. You might rent it for a while.
Right.
You can't
own it, for sure.
No, you can't own it. And so small business, I mean, Lord knows, everybody out there that's running one knows what we're talking about. They just don't have the pricing power that they used to have.
Those are two different issues, aren't they? I mean, the pricing power issue is where your expenses are going up because of inflation. But when the economy is squeezing consumers on price, then you're getting squeezed from your profit margin, right? I mean, that's a serious issue. But the other thing is, to me, even more than this, John, is developing a business strategy that will support and business activity that will support the margin that you have to have in order to stay in business.
That's right, there's a big irony here because, I mean, there's really nothing particularly good about the big boxes for a smaller local business. But, on the other hand, another massive competitor out there. Of course, that 800-pound gorilla is the Internet. But the irony is that the Internet is also the best thing to happen to small business maybe ever.
Right.
Because it gives them the ability to communicate with their clients, their customers, in a way that they've never been able to. I mean, in the old days, they, you know, the only way they could really get their message out was, well, primarily through the Yellow
right.
Pages. And the Yellow Pages, you know, the rates were so high, it was almost like extortion.
Well, if I'm selling something that customers that I've identified use, and I'm staying in contact with them through email, for example, then they're not going to go, if they know I've got it and they know I deliver and they the price they last paid is okay, they're not likely to go to Amazon and search around. They're going to come straight to me. And this is what we're going to do, folks. We're talking when we come back about some strategies that you can develop to make sure that you can get those prices that you have to have to meet your margins.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.